Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ken Tensor's here. He's our guest, 11-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Spiderworks, author of Cause of Disturbance, also the 90% Rule. Ken, I need your website desperately, please.
It's spider.works, and it's spider with a Y.
Yeah, spider.works.com.
Dot nothing. Just dot works.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm sorry. I can never get used to that. Spider dot works, folks. It's not a. Is the URL. Is the URL.
It is.
It's the top domain, I should say. Spider.works.com. I'm saying spider dot works. I'll get it right in a minute.
Yes.
Ken,
yeah.
Let's move on. So we're talking about your 3-step program to help you get. To help you respond to the macro trends that are happening out there, as you look at things as the futurist of your company, and you say we should start, stop, and continue, and you were about to explain a little more about that when we went to the break.
Yeah, we were talking about the fact that we're not taught to act in the future. Again, we're taught to react to things that have happened in the past. We're proactive in the sense of, you know, we're putting in a new manufacturing line, so we're proactive. We train people on how to use it. But we're not taught how to pre-act. And for me, to pre-act is to think further down the line and figure out how we're going to act further down the line. So, for instance, a year ago, my wife said to me, okay, you're thinking about the pandemic, you're thinking about COVID, how about thinking about how you're going to be in business a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to have to do to stay in business? And she said, you know, as the owner of the company, you got to think about not just surviving today, but being really fruitful and to help your company thrive going forward. So the truth is it actually came from her prompting. And to your point, what came out again was a start, stop, and continue. So if we're being preactive, if we're looking down the road, what do we want to start doing or continue doing? There's a bit of an overlap there. Definitely technology. We don't want to go back to being not connected, because being connected through technology and really deep diving it, like we have, you know, through Microsoft Teams and other great tech platforms like Slack, you know, we now have the opportunity to work together a couple of days a week when we're allowed, and work apart. And that's really a critical opportunity for myself and my team, and how we work with our clients. We don't just have to wait now until, you know, we get in their face in their boardrooms again.
Mm-hmm.
Other things that have come up on the start, things like group socials. And I know that's a funny thing, but I think we've learned to interact differently, and let's keep it up. I mean, one of our holiday parties, which was very virtual, we had a mixologist, a drink specialist from Australia, teaching our group at home. We shipped packages of drink mixes and whatnot.
Yeah.
Some with alcohol, some without.
Is that that party that got out of hand? Ken?
No, it didn't get out of hand because we're all alone. It's even better. Nobody
was in the news. It was a party that got out of hand in the news. I didn't know if it was yours or not.
You know, these are things we started doing that we really, really shouldn't stop. It's great ways to connect with your clients, with your teams.
And there are some other things, I think, Ken, that are important to point out. There was before this, if we couldn't meet face-to-face, we would have just called someone. Yesterday, yes. I had two phone calls that were video calls that a year ago, I wouldn't have done a video call. I got to see that person's face. We could have talked on the phone, but we didn't. We wanted to Zoom. And I think that's really something. And another thing I think is part of this that you're going to see I think we're going to revalue face-to-face when we're able to do it more. I think we'll be surprised how much. I know we're going to use technology more, but I think we'll re-cherish the primordial face-to-face urge that humans have. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think people are just. I think we need it. I think we need to see each other, to be with each other, to work together, to shop together at certain points. Maybe not every day, which is good, but that's a key one. And I think the number one on the start-stop continue, because, you know, the party thing is good, but it might not be the number one thing in business. Stop saying no. We've learned how to stop say no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about how hard change management or pivoting was 5-10 years ago. People would be so afraid of change. We've all changed. We've done more than pivot. We've done 360s in the last year to stay in business. So our teams and our mindset has completely changed. We now have the ability as leaders to work with our teams and say, we're going to make this change. And no one's going to be afraid of it. No one's going to fear change because we've all been through it together.
Right. That's exactly right. No, I think, and I think especially the younger generation, which have not had to deal with things like this, I think they probably matured an awful lot over the last year. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Spider.works is the website, folks. His books are there. He's there. You'll find out all the things he does. Ken, good job. Come back soon.
Take care, Jim.
Ken Tenser, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend from Toronto. Quick break. I'm Jim Blessing, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.